White chicks and gang signs. White chicks and gang signs. Good gang signs. White chicks and gang signs. White chicks and gang signs. Good gang signs.
Welcome to the Action Room. I'm your host, Afua Richardson. Tony's going to be a little late today. He's away training for the Superman trivia contest we have later on in the show. But we have a very special guest in the studio today, Jesus Christ. Hello, Jesus. Thanks for coming back just for the show.
Hello, my son.
Yeah. So, Jesus, would you say you're a geek?
Yes, my son. I would say that nomenclature
Jesus,
fits my...
Jesus, I'm sorry.
Yeah?
I'm, actually a woman.
Oh.
Not really your son.
Yes, you certainly are. You're a beautiful Nubian princess.
Back to the question.
Oh, yes,
geek.
Yes. Well, I especially love that wonderful Howard the Duck comic. Very enlightening. And it was also one of the better movie adaptations, I really must say, Afua.
Yeah. So what do you think about them killing off Captain America?
Oh, my dear child. No one ever dies in soap operas and comics. I started all that, you know. This whole theme of resurrection in your human fiction. Just look at your horror movies. Jason from Friday the 13th. That angry fish, Jaws. Chucky. It's actually a little known fact, Afua, that I was a holy ghost rider on the bride of Chucky.
What do you think about James Cameron?
My good friend James. Well, his first Terminator movie is quite marvelous. That I'll be back line.
Yeah.
They got that for me, you know. Although I feel James lost his way with Terminator 2. And what was up with the Abyss? I do need to have a word with him about declaring himself the king of the world at the Oscars. James, I believe that title is taken, if you understand my meaning.
Actually, I was talking about him finding your tomb.
Oh, yes, that thing in your human media. Well, Afua, I suppose your little radio program here would be a good way to declare to the world that yes, indeed, I was married. Why do you think I was nailed to the cross? I had to end up that way. It was better than dealing with her and that screaming kid every day. And don't get me started on the Da Vinci Code.
Wow. So that really was your tomb?
Oh, Afua, you think I can remember that far back? That was thousands of lifetimes ago. I can't even remember the last time I got some. You humans have all the fun.
All right. Well, we'd like to thank Jesus for stopping by.
Well, thank you, my blessed creation. It was very pleasant to be here in the Action Room. You know, Afua, historians have proven that I'm actually black.
All right, we'll be back after these messages.
You know what they say about saviors, don't you?
Cue the commercial.
All right, we are back from our non-existent sponsor here at the Action Room.
And you are in for a very special treat. Slip into those snazzy spandex tights and test your wits with the Action Room's first ever Superman Trivia Contest. In this corner, weighing in at 190 pounds, Mr. Comic Data himself, Tony Wolf.
Woo! I'm the greatest, Buzz like a comic fan, sing like a geek.
And in this corner, weighing in at a whopping 172 pounds. Wait, dude, what's her name?
Kevin. Kevin Costner.
Woo, Kevin!
Yes!
All right, yeah.
Can I just interrupt this by explaining who Kevin is?
Yes, please tell us. Tell us the story of Kevin.
Poo got excited. That was a very good intro, by the way. All right, so Kevin is a friend of mine. We've known each other since, I have no idea what, how old.
I think 79. 80,
yikes, what was
something
that
like that.
I don't know. Six, seven.
Well, yeah, you're older, so
five, six,
I
seven,
was,
something
you
like
were
that.
Five, I was four. Yeah,
it really matters.
Like
okay. So, all right. In any case, yeah, he's an
the
old friend.
Is taking notes.
We were both in the era of Star Wars and Superman, and
yeah.
If you're a Gen Xer, you'll understand. And he was big into soundtracks, and we traded action figures as much as I could, being a kind of, I guess, more of the possessive only child.
Oh, yeah, that comes with the territory. Yeah. But I must say, I was so envious at how much your collection consisted of. I mean, you had them all laid out, and I remember coming over here, and I was like, oh, if only I had parents that had money. And of course, you know, you always had the Atari, too, so that was just like, I want to be here all the time.
That was the last time anybody envied me. I forgot. I have a surprise for you guys. I have a prize.
A prize?
Oh, my God. He's got a little bag.
You mean
here,
we actually can compete for something?
This is not planned. I did not know about
this. None of you know this.
Drum roll.
I bought this today. Get this. Superman movie 8-track.
Oh, my God.
The 8-track of the Superman movie soundtrack.
Where did you get that?
This is $15 at Love Saves the Day downtown. They sell old toys. Great place in New York. Anyway, let's have a coin flip, do we?
Okay.
Have a coin.
Be great if we have one of those.
I think I have a coin. Get ready. This is live on the air, folks. This is total improvisational. I'm ready. Okay. Someone flip this damn coin. Mike, producer.
Okay.
Heads.
Heads.
Yeah. Hey!
Kevin goes
the
first.
First question, is that it? Now give me back the quarter.
Times are high here
at the Action Room to give away quarters.
Times are high.
All righty.
All right. Kevin, this question is for you. By the time Clark Kent becomes Superman, costume and all, how old is he? A, 24. B, 30. C, 32. D, 27.
Ooh.
I'm not saying nothing.
I'm going to go with 27.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, why not?
I'm sorry. The correct answer is
because he has to guess it now.
You have three choices. Oh wait, right. I was about to mess it up.
So we know he said 27. Okay, I'm gonna say 30.
That is correct.
Ooh.
Question two.
Ding ding ding.
This question is for Tony. Which of the following was not used as a special effect to get Superman to fly in Superman the movie? A. Wires. B. Rear screen projection, C, a remote control model, or D, a cannon, just like the motherfucking circus.
I'd say D, a cannon, was not used.
I'm sorry.
Oh. A cannon was used? Dude, I've never read anything in my life
I'll give
that
you
says
the
they put Christopher
again.
Reeve in a cannon. Kevin, go on with this.
Okay,
we'll confer
all right.
Later.
Now,
we'll confer.
Wired, repeat the question.
Rear screen projection, or a remote control model?
Remote control model?
That is correct.
All right.
Corey still 1-1. All right, Tony, this is for you. In Superman 2, what sign was at the top of the bus that was slammed into Superman? A. Evita. B. Cats. C. Hershey. Or B. Metropolis.
Holy Christ. My instincts, my spider sense tells me it's either Evita or Cats. I'm having a sense memory flashback. I'm going to go with the sign on the long bus that's thrown at Superman, or he falls through, or he whatever. God Almighty, God help me, I think it's Evita. I'm going to go there.
That is correct.
What? Yeah! My life has meaning!
In Superman 2, what is the name of the diner that Lois and Clark go to after he gives up his powers?
Ooh, good fucking question.
A. Don's Diner. B. Mel's Diner. C. The Oregon Diner. Or D. Rusty's Diner.
Fuck.
Wow.
Do you need me?
These are great questions.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Mel's Diner.
Times.
Okay. I'm going to go with that.
Follow up. I'm going to go with Don's Diner.
That is correct.
I don't know where that came from.
Is the name of the president ever mentioned?
I'm going to say no. The name of the president is never mentioned. A fool Richardson. Am I right or am I a cocksucker?
You are correct.
All right. Thank God.
Moving right along for the final question.
Yeah.
Tony will take it for the win.
Okay.
Where does the name Clark come from? Multiple choice question.
Bring it, baby.
Dick Clark.
That's awesome.
She said Derek.
Jonathan. Jonathan Kent's best friend. Martha Kent's maiden name.
Or
the Clark candy bar.
Martha Kent's made a name for the win, am I right on the line?
The answer is exactly what you said, Tony.
You are the winner!
Oh, Lord in heaven, I'm exhausted. Woo! The prize, ladies and gentlemen, as we said earlier, is an 8-track cassette, unplayable by modern standards. The 8-track soundtrack by John Williams of Superman, the movie.
Still in shrink wrap.
Still in shrink wrap.
1978 purchase. Shrink wrap.
Well, thank you, Kevin, for coming in. Oh, yeah. A lot of those questions were crazy, and we both know it.
And that was fun.
We'll be back right after this commercial break.
Okay, folks, the show went really long. We got to cut it. Mike is having enough of a problem editing as it is. I'm Tony Wolf.
And I'm Phil Richardson.
And you're the best. Action Room, whatever. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Michael Richie.